Blog Talk Radio.
Matters of the Heart Wednesday, because the Shock in the Town report. That was my friend ABS LB Sure, New Jack City Swing himself. Secret Garden himself. Check him out at lbshore.net. Shout out to him and his family and fellow lovers and supporters of his music. Check him out at lbshore.net. Be sure to register on his website, okay? Create your profile and listen to him. Listen to Secret Garden Radio, Slow Jams. He's there every morning. You can listen 24/7. When you visit his site, you can connect with him on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, itgoesb.com. Also, you can check him out on Pandora also. So let's be sure, most definitely. So happy birthday. Today's your birthday. Today, Los Angeles Angels first baseman Albert Pujols turned 33. Also, it's William Kennedy Arthur, age 85, birthday. Norman Podhort's writer, editor, is 83. Marilyn Horne, opera singer. You know, we love opera here. A.J. Fort, auto racer, 78. Ronnie Millsap, country singer, is 70. Jim Stafford, country singer, 69. Laura Sledge singer, you know, talk show host, 66. John Carpenter, movie director, is 65. Debbie Allen, dancer, choreographer, 63. You know her from Fame and many other other work. Sade, R&B singer, 54. And she looks amazing, does she not? Kate Moss is 39. And the Baltimore Ravens quarterback, Joe Flacco, he only turns 28 today. So happy birthday to you and also to our favorite celebrities. And that is courtesy of AP Press, Associated Press, and Dallas Morning News, DallasNews.com. Also, AP highlight in history today, 1991, the White House announced the start of Operation Desert Storm to drive Iraqi forces out of Kuwait. Oh, wow. Man, that's something. 1547, Ivan the Terrible was crowned Tsar of Russia. 1920, prohibition began as the 18th Amendment to U.S. Constitution took effect. In the 42, actress Carol Lombard, 33, died in a plane crash near Las Vegas. And in 1944, General Dwight D. Eisenhower took command of the Allied invasion force in London. 1964, the musical Hello, Dolly, starring Carol Channing, opened on Broadway, beginning a run of 2,844 performances. And in 1969, two manned Soviet Soyuz spaceships became the first vehicles to dock in space and transfer personnel. 1973, the final first run episode of the long running Western Bonanza aired on NBC. 1989, 3 days of rioting erupted in Miami when a police officer fatally shot a black motorcyclist, causing a crash that also claimed the life of a passenger. And in 92, the government of El Salvador and rebel leaders signed a pact in Mexico City, ending 12 years of civil war that had killed at least 75,000 people. And in 03, the space shuttle Columbia and its crew of seven blasted off from Cape Canaveral. The shuttle broke up during its return descent on February 1st, killing everyone on board. That was a sad time for us. 2004, pop star Michael Jackson pleaded innocent to child molestation charges in Santa Maria, California. Charges were later refiled and Jackson was acquitted. And in 2006, Africa's first elected female head of state, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, was sworn in as Liberia's president. And 2007, Senator Barack Obama, Democrat of Illinois, launched his successful bid for the White House. And on Monday is the day we will celebrate his inauguration, many of you know, also, so, wow. And also, it is Martin Luther King's official federal holiday also on that day. Luke House just this morning uploaded a new YouTube video regarding LinkedIn marketing tips, his top five So check it out, okay, on LinkedIn. And I see also he sent me an email, too. But I've already, like, sent his video out to everyone. The email says that, and I'm sure he sent the email to many of you also. There's some, those of you, visit his website at lewishouse.com and check his YouTube channel out also. And most definitely connect with him on LinkedIn. He says that there's something I have to tell you, but you have to keep it a secret. Can you do that for me? I'm trusting you not to tell anyone. If you do, it will blow my entire cover, and everyone will know exactly how I built my million-dollar business online without having any experience, knowledge, or startup money in doing so. Okay, here it is. LinkedIn is still number one for me getting leads and sales. I know, pretty boring, isn't it? Who cares about LinkedIn when Facebook is so addictive, right? And so he talks about how you should check out his brand-new video series. And he created that regarding the five top LinkedIn marketing strategies. And then he goes on to say, cool stuff happening, yo. Last week I was in Vancouver visiting some cool friends, Ryan Holmes of Hootsuite, and my COO for SportsNetworker.com, Trevor Turnbull. I had a blast talking about hockey with all the Canadians and enjoyed meeting some great people at a meetup I hosted downtown. This weekend I'm off to Sundance Film Festival, so if anyone is in town, let me know and let's try to say hi. And then he goes on to say that the School of Greatness, my new podcast, is coming out next week. I'm very pumped for this as it is my goal to bring you the brightest business minds, amazing celebrities, and elite athletes and who have done great things in their life and inspire you on how to do even greater things in your life. So he says to be on the lookout for it mid-next week, so that should be awesome. And I hope you love it as much as I do. And he says to stay passionate. My friends, and then he says, P.S., I put a lot of time in creating this new series on YouTube, and the goal is to release a new video every 2 weeks along with the School of Greatness. And he would like all of us to do a favor, those of us that have not, to subscribe to his YouTube channel, and so he can keep us updated the next time one comes out in case you're not signed up and you get his email. So do visit his website and sign up also on his website to stay in the know of his projects and things that he's up to, okay? But you're listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, because of Shock Entertainment Report. And if you enjoyed last night's broadcast where we talked about entertainment lifestyle news, and there's an interesting article in 24/7 Wall Street yesterday regarding the best and worst run cities. So talked about that. And the best run city in America is Plano, and the worst is San Bernardino, California. So we'll talk more about that on tomorrow during Terrific Thursday, so when we talk about more business news and beauty and fashion news also regarding the top worst and best run cities in America. So interesting articles, check it out, okay? But again, I thank you for your support and for tuning in, and big shout out to all worldwide listeners and everyone here at blogtalkradio.com. Big shout out to Davison.com, D-A-V-I-S-O-N. I've been in confidential talks regarding one of my invention ideas, and you all know I'm excited about prayerfully starting school real soon, returning to Dallas and going back and forth from Dallas to Jackson, Mississippi, getting back and attending school and working and growing my, of course, Culture Shock Entertainment and all that good stuff. But also there's an invention idea that I have, and I can't talk about it because I didn't really, because I signed my confidential agreement, but I'm just super excited, and oh my God, I mean, this is one of my inventions, but it's an invention that I cooked up back in the 90s, and I think I've talked about it before, but I really can't go into talking about it. You know, that would be breaching my confidentiality contract, and don't want to do that, but I appreciate your prayers. Overall, I appreciate your prayers anyway regarding everything, and I definitely keep all of my on and offline friends and listeners of the show and supporters of the show in my prayers also. And I love it when you call in and chat with me and email me and network with me via LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just all the networks, MySpace. I'm going to get back and be more consistent on MySpace because I know MySpace is still hot and popping, right? So, Kate, of course, today's Matters of the Heart. Again, I thank Belinda Bostic for spending time with us on last Wednesday talking about sex pheromones and awesome products of slumber parties. So be sure to visit slumberpartiesbybelindabostic.com. She will be returning real soon because we're going to talk about Valentine's Day and discuss romantic topics, you know, of being romantic and how to, you know, and if you're already romantic, how to just keep doing what you're doing, you know, keep, you know, just doing what you're doing. I don't think we can get enough of tips if we're been married forever, newlywed, engaged, not in the dating scene like yours truly, but I'm loving upgrading my social life. I'm loving it. I'm not ready yet, I guess. I will be ready, I guess, real soon once I get pretty much established in Dallas and going back and forth from here to Dallas. But I'm focusing on the betterment of me and improving my mom's and I life and making her proud, getting in school and making money. And I'm so appreciative of my mother and other loved ones who express their love and appreciate my love for them also. You know, appreciate your loved ones because we don't know. I don't know when my last day, and neither do you. You know, the work in Vacated Dallas is really good for me, for my mind, for my spirit, for my goals. And I know many of you, I mean, if it's a daycare, a vacation, it's good to take that time. And so on. So, you know, sometimes it's places we need to go. And I felt like, oh, my God, I could die now. But I pray not to die anytime soon. What happened was it just encouraged me to really go forward and really stay focused on my business endeavors and being a better person. And even though I'm not looking for love, you know, praying to be prepared when Cupid does hit again in my life because I am that romantic. But it's good that I, you know, getting things and together and looking forward to just working hard and continue helping others and networking with others and making money and getting in school, getting my esthetician license and cosmetology license and focus on opening that boutique salon I always wanted. I'm not getting any younger, you know. Live my childhood goals. Like when my second marriage failed, it was a time in my life where it seemed like I had that Midas touch. But then when my brief second marriage failed, it seemed like things just snowballed. One thing after another just went in a negative direction. So thankfully, by keeping God first, having marvelous people in my life that prayed for me and motivated me, that outweighed the negative people, the naysayers, the people who look at me as you know, they have nothing good to say about anybody, not just me, but anybody, you know, because sometimes when you hear the things that certain people say about you or say to you in your face, is even the strongest of us with the best self-esteem, even that can affect you and break you down. So I am blessed and thankful for those of you who have been with me through thick and thin, or those of you that are new friends who has that go-get-it attitude and have been through a lot yourselves or have seen people go through a lot. I just wanted to thank you. You know, really, I'm just looking forward to finally getting single, becoming a divorcee. I mean, Kim Kardashian, she's been you know, she was on Today Show talking about how, you know, she wished to be divorced this year, having her baby and stuff. I've been legally married since 97. And, you know, you would think, hey, well, why you had not divorced, though? So I'm just looking forward and praying to be finally emancipated and become a divorcee and things that I, like, disconnected from, I have connected back to. And then there are new dreams and new goals and community efforts that are new to me also. I feel so much peace within me, but then there's just so much and so many wonderful people that I network with and deal with. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to becoming a single person again, legally single, and going after living a well-balanced life and believing, hey, you can have it all. You know, because I talk about that with you all, and many of you are evidence that one can have it all. Just because you might have it all does not mean you do not experience ups and downs and struggles and all that. So I'm just taking time out to talk a little bit about that. I didn't really plan it, but it's matters of the heart, and I just wanted to express my heartfelt feelings, my honest feelings, because I do my best to live an honest life, and if I can't, you know, express the truth, then I'm not going to express a fib or a lot, you know. And we do have callers, and I'm glad we do this morning. And so we'll talk about callers and so on. And I want to make a big shout-out to those of you that are attending the Prince sound checks that are happening at the Dakota Jazz Club in Minneapolis. Speaking of romance, because he's one of the most romantic crooners out there, and you all are some lucky devils that got the sold-out tickets to see Prince and MPG practice live. I mean, that is just a blessing. And you all keep us updated also. But with it being a rehearsal, I don't know. I could imagine Prince might be kind of strict, I don't know, regarding to the video footage and all that. But you all just are blessed to get those sold-out tickets that range from $70 to, like, $250. And Friday night, it's going to be like a big surprise for those that are attending the show on Friday night. But tonight, I mean, there's like two shows every night. Tonight, tickets were sold out. They were like $70. But all the shows are sold out. And that's just amazing to watch Prince and MPG do auditions and rehearse. And he's doing that there because he already had Paisley Park soundstage rehearsal area booked out to a band called Fun. And so he was like, well, another band is using this soundstage and rehearsal stage, so let's go and perform at the Dakota Jazz Club in Minneapolis. So let's have an open rehearsal. Do you all know how often that is? I mean, average garage bands have closed rehearsals. So that is so cool that is happening. You all know Kim released her due date. Her due date, Kim Kardashian. Her due date is the same month as Duchess Kate's due date in the month of July. So they're having summer babies. But again, thank you for not missing this live broadcast of Matters of the Heart Wednesday. And, of course, we talk Matters of the Heart. And I have no idea what our listeners want to talk about, but it should be good. It should be fun because it's pretty much general conversation today. Talk about all things dating, love, romance, sex, marriage, divorce, all that good stuff, plus current news stories that's happening also. So the number is 714-409-0614, and I'm headed to the chat room also, and all that good stuff. But right after Austin Brown, Where Were You?, we will talk with those that would like to talk with us this morning, okay? So here's Austin Brown, Where Were You?, my heart is getting critical. She
makes me change my whole world, so we can stay by each other. Now I'm calling you, but it's not enough. Where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I needed you most?
Oh, fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake ponies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I sling, though. If anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a green beret. You crazy, bring your whole set. Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure them out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been realer, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over to platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Can't wait to see Beyonce, and not only Beyonce by herself, but Destiny's Child Super Bowl Sunday. It's going to be so awesome. And before that, though, we will see her Monday during the presidential inauguration also. So that is going to be awesome. So she always amazes us, most of us, I know that. So, wow. But let's go ahead and talk with our callers and all that good stuff. I see Mr. Russell is joining us again because, you know, we ran overtime on Monday. So I'm so glad to hear from him again and also another caller also. Hello, what's up?
What's going on? Good morning to you.
I'm glad to hear from you.
I put my link to the independent movie thing that I do up there, the Indiegogo I was telling you, and stuff like that. For those that want to get into that kind of thing, you know, you just go to the site, check out the movies that people are dealing with, and if it sounds like something you want to get down with, you know, you can invest in a movie, and they'll put you down as an executive producer credit.
Cool, because I sure have been talking about you. Last night I talked about you, and all on my Facebook page, I had been thanking you for calling me in and sharing with us the tips that you shared with
us. I think I talked too much last time. I can be proud of that.
You were marvelous. You were great. And we went overtime with you, see, because I was doing my best also to keep up with the time. And we went overtime.
Okay.
We still went over. But you brought up a good point on Monday. Today is Matters of the Heart, where, you know, anything you want to talk, share regarding love, relationships, and tips you want to talk on that, please feel free, because that's today is Matters of the Heart.
Right.
Wednesday, where we talk about love and, you know, sex and romance and all that good stuff, and not good stuff,
right,
too. But you made a good point on Monday when you mentioned, you were talking about how actresses should focus on, I guess, being typecast. You know, when it ended, you were talking about how, example, black actresses shouldn't focus on, well, it's not in the role for me. I think daughter,
right,
that, because, what I was getting ready to say to you in a reply, Vanessa Williams, for example, with the drama that she plays in on Sundays on ABC, 66 Park Avenue.
Right.
In an interview,
right.
And she said that role, because one time an interviewer asked her about the fact that they're an interracial couple, and she said, "Well, really, that role was that character really, it wasn't suggested what her race was, you know?
Right.
And I don't even know if it was meant for a black woman, but Vanessa Williams went in there. I guess either they called her or she auditioned for it, and regardless of her color, she got the part. And if it was not meant to be an interracial couple, it became an interracial couple because Vanessa got made the audition.
Exactly. She went there. She sold.
Yeah. So when you mentioned it, I thought about that. I was like, wow. And like the,
yeah, that's why I said it's so important. We say people typecast, but we typecast ourselves because, like I said, once you get good at doing those monologues and you show them your range, that you're not just black or just white or just whatever, but you, your range, you can, I can do accents, I can do different things or whatever, you know, like, because I know a lot of models or whatever. And on their cards that they got out, you know, that they pass out to people for jobs, they got on there that I can do different accents. I can pass for different looks. Like I look Hawaiian, I look black. I can pass for Asian, you know. So they don't lock themselves in boxes and whatnot, you know. And that's one thing I thought about when I talk about actors and whatnot, you know, trying to develop their range. I said, don't put yourself in a box. You know, just, you know, try to learn other languages, other accents, you know, and just, you know, just develop different monologues that you can do that can sell. And they can say, well, is he a comedy person? Is he a dramatic actor person? You say, I can do it all. You know, you make yourself more marketable like that.
Wow, that's cool. And I think it's the same with Regina King's series also. Oh, man, I don't get a chance to watch it the way I should. What's the name of her series? I think in an interview I heard her say.
Now, I ain't want to mess her up and say, are you talking about Unsung? I'm just saying. I think I see it on one of them shows on TV1. She's either Unsung or Life After or something like that.
Well, she's like,
talking about Regina Bell?
Yeah, Regina King, the young lady who.
Oh, my bad. Regina King. Oh, the actress. That was on Poetic Justice and stuff like that. Let me see. Did someone say she had a comedy show going?
Well, I know she had the cop series. And
okay.
Yeah, cop series. I think it's still airing. I think she said the same thing.
Yeah, I've seen some previews of that. She is like that. Like, because a lot of the actresses went to those detective and cop TV shows on television.
But you know what I'm loving? I'm loving Scandal.
Oh, yeah. I'm hating on Scandal right now. That's what I said. That's what you get, Kerry Washington. The Django getting that butt whooped because you run around with no white boys. I was there running after a white president. I'm like, they couldn't even keep it real and have a black president. We in 2013. This should have been at least a black president. They just hate you right now. But talking about matters of the heart, talking about, you know, how characters and actresses change their role or whatever, I was saying that role playing is good too, you know. So don't forget to role play those in the relationships matter of the heart because, you know, just to keep it fresh and whatnot.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm not in a romantic relationship right now, but I'm glad you mentioned that because role-playing is, I'm a big proponent of role-playing, and please talk about role-playing. But before we go on, I want to talk about indigo.com/DJ Dean, right?
Right. I got it in a room, as a matter of fact, because it's long.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what people do.
Well, if you just go over indigo.com, just type in DJ Dean and it'll get me.
Okay, yeah, cool. I can't wait. And I love the role playing topic. We have another caller also. Let's see what that person wants to talk about, but definitely want you to talk to the listeners and me regarding.
But I'm conscious of your time when I'm on, because to us it tells us that you only have like 4 minutes left.
Okay, but really, I do have more time. That's the live streaming.
Okay.
We can talk
okay.
on to 7:15. Yeah. So
okay.
The other day it ended at 7:15. So the overtime would be like 7:15 after 7. But the live streaming is almost over. So anybody who wants to call in, They have 4 more minutes to call in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're getting ready to talk about role playing, but let's see if what our friend online would like to talk about also.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Happen to Matters of the Heart.
Hi.
Wednesday.
Hi.
Hello, how are you? Great. Say
great.
Hello to my friend Dean, also, who's like a producer based in LA.
Hi,
what's
how are
going
you?
On, family? Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, and who are you and where are you calling from, if you don't mind?
Hi, my name is David. I'm from New York.
Okay, yay, we got the East Coast.
Yeah, it's snowing down there in New York, too, I think, right about now, just like in another
It is. Actually, I went to the store about an hour ago. It was real slick.
Wow.
Wow.
Be careful out
and
there.
And I'm in the deep south, and we're experiencing New York weather, and so you know we're like,
wow.
Yeah.
So,
all right, listen,
what's on your mind?
It's called Matters of the Heart, and I've been listening to you for a while.
You.
I was trying to do it. I'm having a problem with my girlfriend right now. I was wondering if you'd like to talk about it.
Okay, let's hear it. And also, Dean is going to share with us how important it is to role play in relationships. So let's hear what's going on in your relationship. How long have you been together?
We've been together about 4 months.
Okay.
It started off kind of hot and heavy, and we got into it a little quickly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very deeply religious. I'm a devout Christian.
Yeah.
And the problem is my girlfriend, no matter what I say or do, is she's truly atheist.
Oh.
She claims.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying to talk to her. She refuses to see my side of the logic of how the world works.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you could, give a few, opinions of what I could do, maybe, of what I could say to maybe, because we've been having a very very large rift in our relationship with this.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you had any opinions on what I could do to maybe bring it back together.
Well, it sounds like she has a very positive outlook on life, but she's
atheist. Yeah, she's a great.
How long have
you
been together?
4 months.
4 months?
Yes.
Do you have any tips or suggestions for him, Dean? Because I'm with you, David. God comes first in my life and all things that I do in my life. And
I'm trying to get the gist of it. Did he say that he's religious and she's not, or?
He's religious. He is a diehard Christian. His girlfriend is an atheist. She is, but she's very positive though, because I'm friends with atheists and
I'll ask him this. Doesn't the scripture say something about don't be unequally yoked? So you asking kind of sort of for trouble if you're going after an atheist, right? I'm you going to be scriptural about it?
I didn't know that she was when I fell in love with her. I can't.
I'm saying, but now that you know. And that's a good thing that we're talking about matters of the heart, because even though we know better and people are right for us, the heart don't care. The heart fall in love with who we want to fall in love with. But the thing is, it's consequences. You know, like as a Christian, you know, it says you have to abide by a road book, and if you don't, you get in trouble. Like what you're in now, you're like, you know, doesn't the scripture say something about what? How can two walk together except they agree? And then it talks about don't be unequally yoked. So if you do that, you know, and now that you know she's an atheist, you got a decision to make, you know, because it's like it can work, but it's gonna be some situations and whatnot.
Yeah, but his heart made a decision. His matters of the heart. His heart has already made a decision. Hey, I'm in love.
When it comes to matter of the heart, you know, you setting yourself up for some drama, and you know it might be best right now to I don't know, you know, you got to ask yourself I ask myself a question: what's the worst thing that can happen if I stay in this situation, and what's the best thing that can happen if I stay in this situation? And then you ask yourself the other question: what's the worst thing that can happen if I end this, and what's the best thing that can happen if I end this? And only you can answer those questions.
Yeah.
My dear friend in the chat room has advice also. He is an atheist, and he's one of my overseas listeners. And he said to avoid the discussion about religion. He said, because you're never going to convince each other. But I tend to differ, because we've seen atheists, you know, become believing Christians, have we not? But it goes back to what Dean said. Going to be a lot of battles.
See, when it comes to religion, that's just like with politics. If she's a liberal and you're a Republican, those going to be some serious arguments. But it can happen because you know, we got Democrats and Republicans are married to one another, but you know, it's going to be a whole bunch of drama going on. So if that's what you know, but love, they say love can overcome a lot. So
yeah.
You know, if she loves you like you love her, hey.
Yeah,
well,
but you make a good point, because you've listened to the show a long time, so you all know I'm an independent thinker, open mind Republican. So I talk about this a lot of time on Matters of the Heart when people think I'm cool, but when some people that are really like diehard Democrats, but I have a lot of friends who are Democrat, but sometimes when people find out I'm a Republican, that's like a deal breaker. So you make a good point, you know. But I think people say don't talk about politics, but sometimes you have to let people know where you stand. And I guess the same with your belief system and if you believe in God or not a God.
Because if they get married, then you have children. What if she said, I don't want my children raised in no church, and then he says,
I
want them raised in church.
What if
want
to get married in a church?
Whether it's in a church or not, if you guys get married, this will be a continual conversation. Like, just say if y'all have children, she said, I don't want the children raised in the religion, and you might want it raised in religion. So you before the Bible says before a man build a building, let him first sit down and count up the cost, right? So, you know, once you write down in your mind how you're going to handle it, then after that, I would say pray. Have you prayed about it?
I have.
Yeah, he's praying about it, and that's what led him to call this morning's show, because he's praying and God is leading him to talk to people.
Because maybe God put her in your life for you to draw her. You know, you never know. People coming in your life and out of your life for a reason, so something good gonna happen, you know.
Yeah, I, for some reason, I'm having that something good might come out of this relationship. I don't know why I'm thinking this.
I'm really hoping that she can really come from my side of thinking, that maybe eventually I can get to her and convince her
that's what I'm vibing too, but I agree with Dean also. Are you prepared? Because it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. Because she's going to do her part also of trying to convince you why she's atheist. I don't know about her, but most atheists that I talk about, when things like what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, when things like that happen, the atheists that I know, when something like that happens, they're like, if there was a God, why would God let that happen? So are you prepared to talk about?
I'm prepared
to
go to the ends of the earth, defend my religion.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, focus on a relationship more than religion, you know. Like, see where that's going. Like, you know, are y'all compatible with one another, you know, and do y'all have a conversation? Because the main thing is communication. So, you know, just like you're talking with us on the phone, make sure y'all have that communication open. And, you know, and it should be good, you know, because, you know, y'all not going to just sit and talk about religion. You know, y'all going to be kissing and hugging sometimes. Y'all going to be, you know, dating. I'm just saying, you know, don't focus on that so much, but focus on the communication. Like he's talking with us, you know, have conversations. Because one thing about atheists, I got a lot of atheist friends, and their major point is people believe in religion because that takes away their accountability for their own action. They can always say, blame it on God or blame it on the devil. Rather than going that, just be accountable for your own actions and just say, open yourself up to conversation, get to know one another. You know, rather than make it about religion and atheists, make it about, you know, what makes them feel good, what makes them feel sad.
She sounds like a
pleasant
person also, and she sounds very supportive.
I wouldn't say she's a very supportive person when it doesn't come to religion. She's a wonderful person. I mean, she's not, I mean, obviously, you're never going to find that perfect person. Never going to find the person that exceeds all expectations. I mean, I got over the fact that she's a nigger.
I hear that last part. It got real quiet. You haven't got to practice. You what?
Huh?
What did you say, David? I didn't hear. We didn't hear the last part.
You didn't hear it?
The last part. You said she's nice, but then you said like a butt.
Yeah, I got over the part that she's an atheist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and back to what Dean was saying, I know a lot of atheists. I have relatives. I have a couple relatives that are atheists. But they're nice and supportive people, but they, you know, they question, well, why do certain things happen in the world if there is really a God? But it sounds like she's very a positive thinker and a motivator. So it goes back to Dean said also. I mean, I'm saying, and you being a hardcore Christian, I know you're doing this anyway. You're praying day and night, 24/7.
But I never stop. She's my world.
Yeah, and so I recommend that, and you know, to not be pushy on her, but you know, continue to pray. And do you pray openly in front of her, or you go in private?
Oh, I always pray openly.
Oh, okay. So that's a good thing right there.
Yeah, I hope that she sees it, and that she maybe one day it'll rub off on her, like I have done multiple times.
Okay, so you didn't stop being you, you know, because sometimes people might say, you didn't stop being you. Yeah, so.
How'd you meet her? How'd y'all meet, you know, stuff like that? What was the first date?
We met at a coffee shop. She ordered a Venti Grande, and I asked her if she liked it in the ass.
Huh?
Wow.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
That was her pickup.
She went for it.
No way.
It is.
I think Side and I was right on this one. He said, this is a Joker call right here. You got jokes.
Look, you're a freaky Christian. So you're a freaky Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I would say that this is a prank call. I'm just saying, because he said he was a devout Christian, and then he go to coffee shops, ask the females do they like it in the ass. I'm just saying, my church, we don't do that.
I don't think
it's 2013. But I'm saying this might be a prank call. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Prank
calls do happen, but I don't think he's a prank call. These callers,
And then he said that he's a Christian, but all the Christians say that, you know, the whole Bible talks about don't be yoked with unbelievers, don't be yoked with atheists. So I don't know. It sounds suspect. I'm just saying.
No, I promise.
You'd be surprised how people. You'd be surprised how people open up on this show.
Well, I just gotta ask her: is this a prank call? You just keep it real. Is this a prank call? Or is this a real call?
No, this
it's
is
a real call. It's a real call, honestly, because we do get pranksters over here on Blog Talk Radio, but it's a real call. People honestly open up, especially on today's show where it's 18 and above, for people to call and open up and talk about their lives. And
no, I'm just saying. He said he's a religious person, and then he said that. That's to me that's funny. I wanted to laugh, but I didn't know but he said he's serious. So I thought it was a prank, so I was about to laugh. But go ahead.
I love God doesn't mean I can't enjoy life.
Yeah. You asked, Dean, you asked, so you opened the can
of worms. I'm just saying, it was funny to me. I was like, you know, I'm just saying, like, I just know people that I know that say that they're real religious, I'm just saying, they don't go up in coffee shops and ask people to be like, you know, that. I got to live longer. I'm just saying, I ain't seen enough yet.
It was a pickup line, it sounds like, but it was
it worked for him, so he probably like they the man. I'm be saying he could do that. I can't.
I was just trying to joke around, you know.
I guess
right.
Yeah, I think it's been sarcastic. So I guess next week we should talk about pickup lines.
See.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's kind
but
that's
it must have worked. So it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said it worked,
yeah,
right? It worked for him because he said they talking now, so it worked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they both have a sense of humor. So that's a good point right there. Well, so that's one reason why you didn't really know. Because when did you finally find out your religious beliefs?
Had you
already had sex?
I'm a good one, Cyanide. He said he's leaving in the chat room. He got a, you know, I think there's 6 hours difference between us in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's just going to check out the archive. But he shared some good advice, too, of what you had mentioned also about, since he was atheist, he was like, try to not talk religion, but I say pray a lot because a miracle can happen. What if you decide you want to propose to her, and you sound like you might want to have a church wedding?
Absolutely.
And so those are things that come, you know, that we consider. Are you all living together? Or are you still at your own places?
We're still at our own places.
Oh, okay. I have hope.
It sounds like everything's going good. Then you know. I guess the only problem is that she doesn't want to not be an atheist. But it sounds like everything is good though.
Yeah, I never really started a huge fight about it. I mean, I don't want to make mountains out of molehills. I was just, you know, it was just something that was nagging at me, you know.
Right.
Wow.
Do you believe in the heaven and the hell situation? Do you believe she's going to go to hell if she doesn't accept your religion, or is that not a problem?
I believe she absolutely will go to hell if she doesn't believe in our Lord and Savior.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. She doesn't speak negative about Christianity, does she? And since you pray openly, it sounds like she doesn't say things like, but why are you praying, or why are you? It doesn't sound like she's
never. She's been very respectful about it.
Okay, well, see, I'm feeling there might be some hope in this relationship. Do you, Dean? Because Dean, I know at first you were about to say get out of it right now.
I'm just saying, I don't know what faith it is, but I'm just saying. The Bible talks a lot about being unequally yoked and what what has light to do with darkness, and about interfaith and stuff like that. So that's just one interpretation. So that's why I didn't want to say too much about that, because, you know, a scripture can mean something different to everybody else, you know.
Yeah, because my second marriage, you all heard me talking about how I'd be so happy when I'm legally divorced, but my second husband of Egypt, and so some people can. When you marry interreligiously, people consider that sometimes being unequally yoked. Christian married to a Muslim, you know? So
right.
I'm sure there are a lot of Christians married to atheists. And, but one thing about it, she's respectful to his Christianity. If she was
I believe that people have that intuition. Just like you say, women got intuition. I believe, you know, men got it too a little bit, so... So I believe that if Dave just start listening to that voice on the inside of him, and God's going to lead him into how to deal with this situation, you know, like start to trust more in that inner voice that he hears and how to handle stuff. Because as a religious person, I believe that God talks to him, and that, you know, he'll lead him how to deal with that situation.
I
believe that.
Wow.
I believe
so
if you ask him, he'll direct you on how to deal with that situation you're in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what did you say, David? It's 4 months. Valentine's Day is next month.
Mm-hmm. Matters of the heart.
I feel like if you're in love with her, I feel like, but I mean, it's worth it to stick with it, but. You know, I guess you have to be, sometimes it's important to be somewhat guarded, but I feel like a miracle might happen. I feel that she might, you know, not that I'm saying she should, but being a Christian, I would love it if you called me and said, guess what, she's a Christian, you know, but.
Yeah, I would love it if she was a Christian, but I mean, I can't control who I fall in love with.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you weren't in love with her, but then she's respectful too, and she's nice.
Yeah.
You could be in a relationship with a fellow Christian, and she could be treating you terrible.
That's true.
You know, terrible. And it sounds like that your current girlfriend is a good person.
She's perfect.
Wow.
Well, that's what I said. Start planning on that Valentine's Day. That's what I was saying. You know,
yeah.
Start planning on that. You know, if it's somebody special, start planning something special and start enjoying the good times. Instead of looking at all the differences, look at what y'all got in common and build on that. And build on February 14th.
Yeah, it's not like you want to be celebrating your 6-month anniversary.
Yeah, I got some costumes planned.
Ah, cool. So I guess
I like that school she just did.
What is it? You said you have some costumes planned.
Yeah.
Did what?
Wow.
What kind of costumes? I think I'm going to go to the dragon.
Uh-huh. Well... Have we answered your question? Because Dean is going to talk with us about role playing.
Really?
I see. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just asking him if we answered his question, because you're going to share with us the importance of role playing, which is a favorite topic of mine. And sound like you might be interested in role playing also, David. So what were you saying, Dean?
Well, knowledge is like keeping a time on your time and whatnot. You said we got time?
Yeah, we have time. So if you want to conclude talking about what he should do regarding his relationship, sound to me they'll be celebrating their 6-month anniversary.
Yes, it sounds like he already got it figured out. It's like he said they've been talking for 4 months. He's accepted the fact that she's an atheist and he's a Christian, but he still wants to pursue a relationship. So, you know, just keep doing what he's doing, you know what I mean? And trust the voices inside of him, you know, because he's saying that's what he wants, you know. So build on what you got in common instead of, like, what you got different and prayer changes things. So, you know, exactly. She might come and say one day, I want to go to church with you out the blue.
Exactly. So that's why I said continue praying, continue leaving your Bible out. You never know. Sometimes when you're not around, she might pick your Bible up and
exactly.
and read it. You know, you
yeah.
leave your Bible on the coffee table. Leave it in the bathroom. I don't know if you know if it's right to put it in the bathroom, but that's a good place. I pray in the bathroom.
And the good thing about Matters of the Heart is that's a thing that a lot of people are going through now. You know, their mind and their culture and everything tells them, you know, you're not supposed to fall in love with unbelievers, or you're not supposed to fall in love with a Democrat, or you're not supposed to fall in love with a Republican. You, your mind tells you these things, but your heart is on something else, you know what I mean? So this is a matter of the heart, and, you know, sometimes you just got to go with your heart. You know, because at the end of the day, we don't have to put up with nobody else that don't agree with whatever, don't have to put up with. It's, at the end of the day, it's between you and her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point you make, too, because I'm a true romantic and sound like David. It sounds like you're a true romantic, too, Dean. But it's important for us to think with our mind. But when the heart is leading the way and that intuition and all that, oh, my God. But it's important for us to try to use our common sense along with following our heart.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, Dave, like, you know, he's 4 months in, you know, that means, you know, he ain't go nowhere yet, so, you know, keep it going, you know, try, go 4 more months, see how the next 4 months go, you know, see how the next 4 months go in the 4 months after that.
Yeah. And she's not going into discomfort, right?
No, she's fine.
Well, I think you're doing a good job. I'm glad you called us, and thank you for listening also, and keep us updated.
Thank you for giving me the time.
You're welcome. And feel free to stay online with us as Dean talks more with us about role playing.
I will.
What did you say, David?
I'm going to go wake up my boyfriend right now and tell him the good news.
big ups to Dave. I'm saying, I thought it was a prank call. I'm just saying, I just got to keep it real.
We do have prank calls, but, you know.
I think that was one of them. You talk about Matters of the Heart. I think that, my heart tells me that was a prank call. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He said I'm religious, but then I went to a coffee shop and asked a girl, you know, did she like it or not? And then he said that I'm in a relationship with the woman of my dreams or whatever. And then he said, well, let me go tell my boyfriend. So I don't know. I got issues.
Guess what? I'm so glad you were online with me this morning, though. Prank or not prank? I'm glad you was on the call with me.
See, that's what
all
it
right,
is.
All right,
that's
guys.
Stay on if you wish, because we're going to be talking about role playing.
I kind of think they role playing right now. I think he playing us right now. This gonna be on TV.
But you know what? I just
Dave, you
playing
with us? Dave is probably like a radio DJ calling, and he pranking us right now.
Don't do us like the Kate thing, you know.
He said, I'm gonna see how far I can go with them. I know what he said earlier. Then the line got quiet.
But then it happens. Because, I mean, that happens. People do. I know. The deeper we get into relationships, the harder it's amazing what comes out the.
I'm like this because I've been in some relationships with different women, some religious, some not religious, and a lot of them, you know, they believe that, you know, if you're not in my same faith, what they try to do is get you to their faith because their religion teaches them that you gotta be in their faith, you know, and so that's what they try, that's their goal. You know, and what they'll do is like they'll hold the kitty from you. You know, they'd be like, I don't believe in no premarital sex.
That's why prank or no prank. That's why I asked him if they didn't know this until after they had sex. You know, if it's true or if it's a fiction.
I'm just gonna put in my mind that was a prank call.
Sometimes things get hot in heaven. You don't know anything about each other And so sometimes it's good to wait it out.
Hey, you know, and I'm saying, you know, like, you know, talk about matters of the heart. Do you know, like, there are certain boundaries and rules, like, you know, like people got, you know, they say, okay, now if you're in the faith, you know, don't be looking for people who outside the faith. You know, now if you go against that, you know, you're going against, you know, certain belief systems or whatever. You know, and but if you're already in that, if your mind tells you, if you're ready to put up with it, that's, hey, that's going to be between you. But you understand going in what time it is, you know.
Yeah.
But role playing, because I don't know how much time we got left, so I just say role playing real quick. Because I, you know,
we can continue on for the show goes on at 7, and then we can continue on to like 7:15. So we have
right.
about 35 minutes.
Where are you guys located?
What did you say, Dave?
Where are you located?
Oh, I'm in the Deep South. I'm in the state of Mississippi, and Dean, who is an executive producer and a writer and a promoter, and is based in California, and you're in New York.
Absolutely.
He's in New York City, where all the playwrights is at. Like, if you like plays and stuff like that, Dave's in the right place.
Dave's in the right place.
Yeah. Are you an artist, Dave, or in business?
Me?
Yeah.
Kind of an actor at this point. Kind of a comedian.
Oh, cool.
I knew it. I told you.
Exactly.
I know a whole bunch of comedians out there in New York City too, you know, and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. And comedians get and comedians get me good on the show. There's a comedian named remember, I'm an actress also. So I do my best to be real on real topics like this. So I have to take everybody seriously, because you don't know. But it's all about having fun too, even if talking about serious topics.
I was waiting for Dave to say. I just got one problem with her. She got one leg. And I just don't, it makes me feel funny sometimes, you know. I'm just waiting to see how far you go with it. I'm just saying.
I don't know if you were listening a few months back. This comedian got me so good. He is an impersonator, and his name is Improv Celebrity Impersonator. He called in, sound just like Barack Obama, and this was before the election day. And I'm like, oh my God! I'm like, is this Obama or not?
I got a friend of mine in New York. His name is Corey Miller. He sounds just like Obama.
Yeah, and he said, I don't know if you listened that morning, but he sounds just like Obama, and he got me good, because I'm like, this guy, I'm thinking in my head, this is a comedian. But I'm like, what if this is not a comedian?
Wow.
Because out there in the world of love, you're good if you're calling in just with a good topic.
This is improv for Dave. Dave doing some real good improv.
Exactly.
He probably going to improv and be killing it.
100% improv, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good topic, so you never know who we have helped.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah. And then when he said, I'm going to go wake up my boyfriend, and tell him the good news, I was like, okay, I just read in the Dallas Observer a Q&A, just like that.
I was like, after he said that, I'm like, wait now, I know what I heard. I'm just saying, and he's still going. He said, okay, I'm gonna wake up my boyfriend. He's like, I just gotta tell him to stop hitting the dog. I think he's kissing the dog. I was just waiting to see how far he's gonna take it, but he had it going in.
Look, but then
you
can't call him out. But I'm like, this is serious.
I've been looking back on the things I've done.
Ow!
I was trying to make up one word. I played my part. If you win the tie, now let me show you the shape of my heart.
See? That's what it is.
And that is cool. Tell us, where can we find you? I hope to travel to New York City in the near future. Those in New York, tell them where they can find you. if you have any projects coming up.
I've been at the Laugh Factory a couple times. I'm just taking what I can get at this point.
Okay,
that's
cool. That sounds awesome. You compliment
me.
So while you're over here, let people know.
I got some friends of mine that do that all the time, the different radio shows. The comedians, they
be
calling in. Especially when they do the voice. They get you real good.
It was fun. I like it. But I like it when people call in to promote their talent. But then it was a serious question. So we're going to hear from people who say, hey, you guys helped me out because I'm going through that.
Exactly. That's a real talk though. Like you got religious people, and the thing right now is like it seems like the Republicans and the Democrats. When they find out, you say, "Well, I can't talk to you because you're a Republican." I can't talk to you, Democrat. But at the end of the day, the matter of the heart. You don't care about that in the bedroom.
You can put it down. It makes me think about that old 80s song, I Think I Like You Better We Slept Together. Just forget about it. Let's just sleep
together.
Exactly. Use that as a metaphor for the Republicans.
If you can tell jokes, the women love that. They love it when you tell jokes.
I think that was so cool, though. Cause that keeps us on our toes. Also, I'm glad you were on call, also, Dean.
I hit the circuit sometimes. Doing a little comedy, doing impersonations.
I'm doing impersonations and changing my voice, and that's what I wanted to take the show to that level, to where we could really go into different characters.
I will say, like, this comedian Michael Black, y'all probably know him. He's like that African, real, real, very, very, very dark skin, and he makes fun of how dark he is all the time.
Yeah.
He impersonated him
on Monday.
Yeah, and he has a thick African accent. I'm always doing his voice all the time when I do jokes. This is what it is. Dan has called in here and said he is fucking a woman in my ass. Oh, my goodness. He went to the coffee shop. Do you want some coffee? I do not want no damn coffee, you motherfucker. I want to fuck you in your ass. Oh, my goodness. This is what it is.
And they tickled me. He said, well, she asked for a latte, and I said, do you want? I would love to hear a love story. And when he said that, I'm like, okay.
I do not even mind that she is a nigga. Oh, my goodness. I do not mind that she is a nigga. My friends tell me, oh, my goodness, why are you dating a nigga? It didn't matter to me. Oh, my goodness. Because she can make some coffee, don't you know? She makes a hazelnut. Oh, my goodness. What she do with my hazelnut? Oh, my goodness. I want to marry her. Oh, my goodness. But she is an atheist. True story.
I can talk kind of naughty, too, sometimes, Dean. So when he said that, I was like, okay. But you right then, you were like, wait a second.
See, I thought it was a DJ caller from the radio show pranking you. I'm like, you're getting pranked right now.
And shout out to the commercial radio supports the I love it because commercial radio stations do promote this internet show. And so I'm always thinking Power 105 promotes the show.
Well, that's what's
sometimes listeners tell me, I'm like, well, how did you find out about the show? They're like, oh, Power 105. I'm like, wow. Shout out to my friends
right
at Power 5 in New York City. And then, of course, in L.A., I love me some Ryan Seacrest and so on. So he's a big supporter.
I'm trying to say, Power 105, that's the Breakfast Club and them cats over there, right? That's Angela Lee, Charlamagne the God, and Envy, and DJ Envy, right?
Wow. We're in New York City, in L.A., Kiss, where Ryan Seacrest is, and also your friend, I'm still saying your friend, Carson Daly. He's a big supporter.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm talking about in New York at 105, because Power 105, they have an online thing as well. You know,
yeah.
HD something, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dave, are you familiar with Power 105, hip-hop and R&B? Yeah.
Right. Because I have some female friends that DJed over there.
Okay, yeah. So
on the
on
the online part of the radio station.
Okay, cool. Because I know listeners in New York tell me, hey, Power 105 on iHeartRadio be pumping up your show. I'm like, cool.
That's love right there.
I'm like,
that
cool.
Is love.
Thank you. But this has been fun. Dave, will you keep us updated regarding your fiction girlfriend.
Hey, you got a CD? You got any CDs out? You working on a CD?
I'm working on some internet stuff. I don't have anything official yet. I'll get to it. Don't worry.
Yeah,
do you have a Twitter?
Throw your YouTube page in next time you come through. If you do some YouTube stuff, throw your YouTube page in the chat room so we come check you out.
We'll do, yeah, my man.
Okay, are
That's
you on Twitter
up.
Or Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, but I don't have an official page or anything like that. You know, it's just personal. You know, I use it to try and hook up with the girls from my high school.
Oh, okay.
That's what we do.
So,
okay.
So really, it's nothing like that quite yet.
Well,
he's working his craft right now. That's what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So while we have time, let's listen to Dean talk to us about role playing. And if you know anything about role-playing, there too.
Dean, you're
okay,
in the Dungeons and Dragons?
No, but you know, hey, I can do it all. You know, I can learn. Dave was doing some role playing right there. I mean, he was doing it good.
Exactly. That was the perfect example of role playing what he had done. And you know, exactly.
That's
a perfect example. Role playing. I love role playing. I love it.
Well, tell us about some of your. Like I said, as a writer, I publish the stuff online. So, you know, you got a lot of sites online. Like, you know Zane, right?
Oh, I love Zane. As a matter of fact, I was going to bring her up Monday when you and I were talking about editing. Zane talks a lot about the importance of editing. And I love networking with her on Facebook and Twitter and all other ways. Cause, you know,
her sister Charmaine is my edit one of my things one time.
Oh, cool. And so I love
you know,
it.
I used to post some of my stories on her website. She had a forum where you post your erotic stories. And
yeah.
I wrote some of my erotic. I got an erotic story about role play.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder, can I pull it up? Because I was on her planetzane.net before it, you know, dismantled. But I love some Zane. Matter of fact,
now she says she got rid of Planet Zane. She's on something else now.
I think she's doing
Strayboar book thing now, the Strayboar website.
Yeah, because that's how you can find her on Facebook. To Zane Strayboar, and she's getting ready for the new Cinemax show to come on. But it's funny you mention that because I have Addicted right now in my hand.
You know, right? Matter of fact, I got one right now.
You got one.
I'm not mad at that. That's Zane.
But for years I have told Zane, now she's letting me turn 44 now, but thank God I look youthful, like I'm in my 30s. I have always told Zane that I am Zoe. At first, read Addicted, I thought I was Marcella Spencer, the psychologist. The psychiatrist.
Well, wasn't that book Nerd was the same about a girl having, like I think, one was a married woman that was cheating, on her husband with three different people.
Addicted.
That was
addicted.
And then Nervous was the one about her blacking out and having a split personality and being somebody else. And she had to have a psychiatrist.
Yeah, but she went to the psychiatrist because she didn't want
to
be cheating on her husband. She didn't want
to
be cheating on her husband the way she had been. But, yeah, towards the end of the book, they found out that because of something that happened to her when she lived in Dallas, that it caused her to have some type of, like you were saying, a split personality type disorder.
That matters. He said, why is she a freak? Exactly. While he was in college, everything was cool, but he got boring to her.
But you got to remember, her husband, he'd only like to have sex one way, and that was missionary style. And she couldn't get him to do anything to go down on her or do other positions other than missionary.
Wow.
That's what led her to cheating and getting adventurous because he wouldn't. But they were a perfect family. So those of you that hadn't read Addicted, you need to read Addicted. And she's always dropping new books. She's promoting a new book now.
Now let me say this, audiobooks is a new thing, y'all. Y'all got Audible.com. A lot of Zane books is on Audible right now. She got this girl named Honey who do the narration. And they be acting that thing out sometimes when they turn the pages. I mean, Audible.com, y'all definitely. I like Kindle. I like reading them online, but if you get Audible.com and you listen to a book, you got to listen to some of Zane books. I mean, that's what's up.
I need to start doing Audible. I've never done Audible. I've thought about it, but I never have. But,
it will turn you out.
I feel like Kindle's for more on the go. I don't think those are the kind of stories you want to read outside the bedroom.
You're on the plane with your Kindle. Exactly. You know, and put your earphones in, you can hear your Audible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of time when I'm on the plane, I just plug it in to your iPad or whatever and call up the Audible book and bam. It's like an MP3 file. You just listen to it. Some of the books are 6 hours, some of them are 9 hours. It depends. Some are 4 hours.
You make a good point, Dave, because I try to figure out how some women and some readers of Fifty Shades of Grey. I haven't read Fifty Shades of Grey yet, but if it's hot as heavy as it is, I see people reading that book out in public. And I'm like, if you get hot, if it's that hot, how can you read that out in public?
Exactly. Hey. That's a good
you
thing,
know?
Though. I ask yourself a question. How many times have you walked outside or been at work and you've been horny? You know, but it happens. It's a good thing to get yourself excited at work like that, knowing you can't do nothing. You know, you say you turn the pants, and everybody looking at you say, if they only knew how wet my pants was right now.
We're taking a lot of restroom breaks.
Exactly. There you go. See? And that's what makes it exciting, like role play. That's what makes it exciting. Like in one of my stories in my role play, right? For her birthday, they exchanged places. He had to become her, and she had to become him. And he agreed to it, right? But he was at his job early in the morning. She said, wait now. When she woke up, and he was at work, she called him at work and said, she said, my birthday present starts now. So now he becomes a woman. He had to wear panties to work under his regular pants. And he had to act like he was the woman. So she would call him on the phone, and she would say, how my pussy doing right now? Is my pussy wet? And he had to say it out loud on the phone. He said, I'm at work. Can we do this when I come home? She said, no, you promised me my birthday present. And he had to act like the woman on the phone, and he was whispering, and she was the man. And she was like, she said, ooh, you're making my thing so hard right now. Yeah, and we had that going down. Like I said again, I posted it. Like, I don't know if Zane's going to put the site back up, but a lot of us have posted our stories on her website.
Yeah, because I have a profile on that website, too.
Exactly. How long have you been on, man?
I got on there, 2 years ago. And,
okay.
And 2 years ago. Mistress Beth. That's my profile name. That's my profile name on Chris Angel's if you got those of you that like Chris Angel's on his website too, but Mistress Beth, you know.
Because I do love
that role playing and, you know, and all that good stuff. So Mistress Beth, dominatrix.
Hey, that's what it is right now. I gotta read some of those stories. They still got a website where you can post your stories at. So you probably what about Nori? You ever posted on her site? Noir, Noir or whatever. She did a site like Zane and whatnot for a minute, and she put out anthologies every couple of years or whatever, like, you know, Chocolate Flavor 1, 2, 3, like Zane would do. She would put out like Bricks and stuff like that. And well, you can find them, but I didn't want to take up too much time with that. But like role playing.
What is that website again? Noire.
It's called AskNoire.com. AskNoire.com.
Let me ask you a question.
She's just like Zane. She has books. She has authors that she put out. She has authors post stories on her website and stuff like that. And she has CDs coming out, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, and what were you saying? Okay, cool. You said N-O-R-E-H.
Okay, I put it in the room. I think that's the one right there. I'll put HTTP. AskNoire.com.
Oh, I see it. I'm looking at it. Ask Nora. Oh, yeah.
Ask Nora.
What were you saying, Dave?
I was asking if you guys ever had a safe word.
Oh, like pineapple? Like Kevin Hart?
Like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, something like that.
Mine was stop.
You guys are nuts.
I was like, hey, goddamn it, stop, goddamn it. That's my say, stop, goddamn it. I said the word.
Stop that shit.
Stop it right now. That was my word, goddamn it. But that's what's up. You know, in the book, 50 Shades of Grey and stuff like that, you know, it talks about stuff like that, how he was all into that that dominatrix stuff. He was like in control. And, you know, one was a slave and one was a dominatrix. And, you know, and the safe words, like Dave was saying, like, you know, it's a word that y'all agree to, like, when you're going too far, because you can get so caught up into it. You know, just like if you beating somebody and you like getting hit with a paddle or you like being handcuffed or whatever. If the person starts to get scared or out of their comfort zone, they yell a word out that y'all both agree on, and when they hear that word, you stop. But what if that person say, bump that safe word? I'm going in. That's why I said, I'll tie you up, but you won't tie me up, goddammit.
Yeah.
I ain't come to you, but you won't catch up me. I'm just saying, you do the safe word, I'll be like, no complaining. And you be yelling the word, pineapple, no complaining. I don't know what you said, don't know what you said. Don't know what you said. I don't understand. Yeah. I'll be saying, I don't understand you in every language. Yeah. And you be hitting them again. But that you be saying that a lot too. I'm just saying. But that's the reality. It's fun, like in relationship. We talk about matters of the heart. When you do role play like that, you know, in the bedroom, you know, she takes on the role of the man, and he takes the role of the woman, and you become the woman, you know, and she become the man, and you just like it is what it is. She tie you down, and you know, it's almost like
domination.
Yeah, because even on The View, I love it when Sherry Shepherd talks about how she and her new husband role play with one another. They go out in public places and pretend like they don't know each other and stuff like that.
See, hey, and they pick each up. That's perfect. That's perfect. One time I pretended that I was going to pay her bills. You know, we was role playing.
Oh, my God.
And after we finished, I said, no, that was a joke. We were role playing.
That's not fair.
She had to pay her own.
Well, I love you, kid.
I'm saying.
So that was role playing.
You know, right? Those are just jokes, though. That was jokes. I ain't do that. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Hey. Role play is fun.
Like my guest last Wednesday, I don't know if you guys listen sometimes, I have a regular guest that comes on named Belinda Bostic, and she's an intimacy advisor, and Slumber Parties is the company that she sells sex toys and novelty products with, and I know they have, like, role-playing kits. Slumber Party by Belinda Bostic. Last week we were talking about sex pheromones and how important that the scent is, and how pheromones really work within attracting sex partners and mates.
Exactly. Now that stuff's real too. Like Zane has that on her website too. She also does those parties and whatnot, wherein she signs people up to train you. Like
yeah.
the Tupperware show.
Yeah.
Let me do them toys.
I love Zane. Like I said, I used to tell her, I'm like, I am Zoe. Because she was in talks of taking the Addicted. It already has been adapted. But they need to take it to turn it into a film, and I was like, I'm Zoe.
Now Lionheart Films or whatever that you call it, they bought the film from her a couple of years ago, but they sat on it. So I don't know what they're gonna do, because like remember a couple of years ago she said Lion Gate Films bought it, but they did. You know that's the bad thing about it. When you sell your movies to those people, they can sit on it. They can option it or do whatever they want.
Was that Suzanne LaPaz? Because I know she was going to be like one of the producers.
Now Susan LaPasse teamed up with Zane to do like the Cinemax stuff that they're doing now. Susan LaPasse, she's the one that discovered Michael Jackson. She worked with Berry Gordy. She worked with Motown. And she hooked up with Zane.
She did
that Fantasia ABC special and whatnot. And so she hooked up with Zane and to do the things on Cinemax and stuff like that they're doing now.
Yeah.
She wanted to turn some of her books into actual things on Cinemax.
She wanted to take Addicted to the big film, to the big screen. I mean,
like I said, she sold that to Lionsgate to my knowledge a couple of years ago, but they sat on it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, but she did sell it to Lionsgate, so it still might be coming out.
Yeah, well, I'm like, okay, now I'm 44 now, and Zoe is like in her late 30s.
Hey,
so I like Marcella Spencer's that character, but I'm like Zoe, because that seemed like an amazing role to play. I would love to see that movie.
That's why I like the webisode series now. You know, because when you go to the movies, they can take forever to put something out. But if you release it online, you can do a YouTube series. You know, or you can do a web series on your website. You know, and you can get it out quicker. So, you know, I'm liking what she's doing with Cinemax right now. You know,
me too. I love it. I can't wait for the series come on. Sex Chronicles, I loved, and then this new series she has started. I mean, I believe it's going to be just awesome. The Jump Off.
Exactly. It's about the brothers. Exactly. That's what we got.
Hey, listen, guys, I gotta go. Great talking to you guys. I gotta take off.
Love the comedy, Dave, man. Come back here, fam. You got us.
Dave,
you got us on that one.
Dave, thank you for being a long-time listener and call anytime. That was a good question. You wouldn't believe we probably helped.
listen to a good question.
Yeah, so let the listeners know, was that a real question or you was caught, you know, it was a fun question?
I don't even have a girlfriend.
Okay. So some listeners still want to know, was he real or not? But, okay.
That was improv. That's what you call improv. Like we talk about the monologue. That was improv right there. He got us good. That's why you tell he's real good at improv.
So call in more often also, because that's exactly where I would love to see the show go, where we do share our talents with the listeners and so on. So you're welcome anytime, and keep us updated also regarding your projects and when you have your professional Facebook page up.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey.
Have a nice night. Nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you. Yay. Dean, you are something, but you called him out.
See, I felt it because
I'm suspect. You know, I'm suspect thinking, okay, is this person real or not? But then my thing is I go ahead and take it seriously because I've had, like, a caller, honestly, for real, talk about killing himself. You know, so I'm like, okay. You might want to put me on the spot. You know,
Dave was like improv, you know, them comedians, like the prank calls, you know, they call up people places and give people a hard time one night and see how far they can go until they find out it was a joke and stuff like that, you know.
It was a blessing in disguise that you were online too, because I was like, okay, good, Dean is here also to share male side. And then you stepped in like right at a perfect timing. I felt you were suspect because you reversed it. You were like, okay, well, how did you guys meet?
Exactly, right.
You were like, okay.
I smelt it out. I like, okay, this is a comedian calling in, and you know, can you talk about relationships? He gonna get you good. You know, and those comedians, they good for that. Like, especially say he's in New York or whatnot. You know, what they do, they good at coming up with stuff off the top of their head like that, and they see how far they can go. You know, that was a good one. They got you good. That was a good one, Dave.
They do get me. Now, I don't mind those prank callers. You know, call in and promote your talent. You know,
exactly.
And that was a good question because that's a real predicament that a lot of listeners are in.
Right.
I was going to add to the
discussion. I heard you guys talking earlier. Matters of the heart, like even in a divorce or breakup, those feelings still linger around like a smell.
Yeah, I see you mentioned that in the chat room.
You know, so that's why I was going to add to the discussion. You know, like when you talk about matters of the heart, they can be divorced and they can be broke up or whatever, but they still walking around with these feelings, you know, and stuff like that. And you got like, how do I get rid of these feelings, you know? And that's often I ask you and whatnot. As a matter of the heart, when people get divorced or when they break up, what's the process of getting rid of those feelings? Do you stay in touch with them or is it a while before you can get back in touch with that person again, you know? Because a lot of people say, let's still be friends, but, you know, you still got those feelings. So what's a good amount of time to give a person to heal from a breakup?
I'm not sure. I think it varies with the type of breakup you experience. Also,
right.
Strange second husband that I was talking about at the beginning of the show, where I can't wait to be divorced and have that divorce party, and you're talking about flying on an airplane and you fly in up to Dallas or Mississippi and celebrate with me. But still, I have no contact with him. But I know some people, but like my first husband, he's married to like his second wife after me. He and I get along. We were very young and our breakup wasn't so good, but we did turn around and become friends again. And I have exes who I'm friends with, and their wives are friendly with, if they're in relationships, their wives are friendly with me and all that good stuff because, you know, I'm respectful. But I don't know about you, but all my exes and those loved ones in the past, they're in the past, to be honest. That's one thing I feel good about. But I'm like you, it varies on the type of breakup that a person experiences or divorce, you know, experiences.
Right.
Some people continue to be friends throughout their process.
Or even better friends.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Because they got out of that, because like a lot of people say, like, as long as they were dating, they was cool, but when